Welcome to the Part-Time Money Podcast, Episode 11, Making Extra Money as a Pizza Delivery Driver to Pay Off Over $45,000 in Debt. I'm your host, Philip Taylor, creator of PT Money Personal Finance. The Part-Time Money Podcast is designed to help you discover new and interesting ways to make extra money and to learn the ins and outs of those money-making methods. Not from me, but from the people who are actually doing the work. Along the way, hopefully you can pick up a few entrepreneurial skills to help you in whatever money-making pursuit you take on. All right, we're here today with Jeff Casola from DeliveringAwayDebt.com, and Jeff and his family have paid off more than $45,000 in debt due to his part-time efforts as a pizza delivery guy. So we're going to learn about his story today and learn how to make the most of your efforts as a pizza delivery guy and how to use that toward getting yourself out of debt. So welcome, Jeff.
Thanks, Phil.
So what made you want to start making some part-time money?
Let's see. It happened to be my enormous amount of debt. Mm-hmm. At the time, I was $101,000 in debt.
Wow.
And I just returned from working in China, and my wife didn't have a job. And so I was a sole provider at the time, and we had a little boy, so she was taking care of him, so it was cheaper to do that than to go pay for daycare. So when I was listening to Dave Ramsey one day, he said, hey, go deliver pizza to get out of debt. So I pulled right in the pizza place that just opened up down the street from me, and I was hired on the spot, and I started 2 days later.
Wow. Interesting. So I know what you're talking about, the reference of Dave Ramsey there. He always mentions I guess it's gazelle intensity and really doing what it takes to get that extra money to get out of debt. And I've heard him mention the pizza delivery guy as sort of the typical reference there. That's interesting that you actually took the literal advice and went after it like that. So what was it about, delivering pizzas or that type of role that made sense to you or that I guess worked out for you?
It worked out because, at the time I was, working my 9-to-5 job, which was really like a 5 to 3:30 job.
Mm-hmm.
And pizza provided me a way in the evening to do it.
Okay.
And so it worked out well to be off Friday, Saturdays, and Sundays because it was all evening and I didn't have to sacrifice my first job, which was, really important. And the side of my job was just to make the extra money to pay off the debt. So time-wise, it fit in the best.
I see. So what was your first job again?
I work at GM. I'm engineering.
Okay. And if you don't mind getting into it, what led you into that much debt?
A bunch of different things.
Mm-hmm.
Never really watched my finances.
Okay.
When I was growing up, I started making really good money. By the time I was 25, I was out earning my father, which was a pretty good accomplishment. And I wanted to live the life they led. So my parents led a good life, come from a middle-class family, and both my parents work, making good incomes, and I wanted everything right away.
Right.
So I, lived that lifestyle when I shouldn't have. So I used credit cards and other things, and then once you get into debt, it just starts to spiral from there because you start to play the balance transfer game and everything else. And then in 06, you could play the home equity loan game, which I did. So every debt rule you're not supposed to do, I've broken,
mm-hmm.
and I paid for it by delivering pizzas.
So what really turned the tide for you? Was it listening to Dave Ramsey's message?
That was it. And then the other part was we couldn't live like this anymore.
I see.
So my wife and I started to, have some money issues together, and, neither of us wanted to be in debt. There was things we wanted to do, and we just couldn't do it because everything was going towards the minimum payments, so there was nothing left over.
I see.
And I needed some way to make extra money to get out of it because at the time there was no hope.
I see.
So delivering the pizza and taking on another job, that's what, has really turned it around for us.
So talk about that decision to choose delivering pizzas. You said you're an engineer by trade. So, you mentioned delivering sort of fit into your schedule, but what else appealed to you about that job?
I had appealed. I didn't want to be flipping burgers.
Uh-huh.
Not that there's anything wrong with it, but I didn't feel like it.
Right.
And I didn't want to be working at Taco Bell. I did apply to Home Depot and Lowe's, mm-hmm. and I never received any word back from them.
Okay.
I thought about going to some other places, but it just wasn't in the cards. And like I said, I walked right into the pizza place, and I was hired on the spot.
Mm. All right, and what did you need to be hired on the spot? What were they looking for?
Willingness. Do you have a car? Do you have insurance? Do you know the area? If not, we can train you. And can you start in 2 days? So
all right.
It was the easiest job interview I've ever had.
Awesome. So let's see here. So what made you – backing up a little bit. What year was that you first got the pizza delivery job?
I started delivering in May of 2008.
Okay. And how many hours a week was that?
I was working 22 hours a week. So Fridays and Saturdays I worked from about 5 o'clock until 1 o'clock in the morning. And then Sundays I would work from 5 to 11 at night.
Okay. So how did your wife feel about this?
She was okay with it mm-hmm. because she understood we had to do it and we had to sacrifice. And you know, I've always been a worker in my life. So having more work was not that big a deal. And it was just difficult at first to balance, you know, home life with the second job. But we got through it, and it just became, you know, second nature to us. Mm-hmm. You know, she would go to the family events without me, and I would be delivering pizza.
You know, what helped you and your wife to really come together under that common goal?
At first, when I was delivering pizza, we were just using that money to basically finance our current lifestyle. Mm. So, I mean, I delivered for, I believe it was 11 months. And really didn't pay down a single penny of my debt.
Really?
Yeah. So my first 10 years at delivering pizza was just to basically maintain our lifestyle. And then we both looked at each other one day and said, oh, crap, we got to get some help. Mm-hmm. And so we sought out the advice of a local financial coach.
Oh, okay.
And within basically after the first meeting, a couple-hour meeting with our guy, you know, we were hooked on it and sold. And he pointed us in the right direction. We had 3 total meetings with him. And within a month, I mean, we were paying down debt and the rest was history. But it took us to go seek outside help.
I see.
Because we couldn't do it ourselves.
So you had the initial passion from the Dave Ramsey, but it sounds like you maybe didn't have the outside accountability to help you really put it in practice.
Yeah, I mean, I had some systems in place, but really, I mean, my entire life not really managing money. Mm-hmm. I needed someone else to put the last piece of the puzzle together for us, which our financial coach did. And once he did that, it clicked.
Yeah, what were some of the things he did?
The biggest thing we did was figured out how that I can live off my normal income from GM and bank 100% of my pizza money. So he got us on a better budget than I was, mm-hmm. and he showed us some really good tricks. It's a system I use right now, and I use ING, and I've got a ton of different sub-accounts that all my money funnels into on payday. I just take 5 minutes and transfer all kinds of money, and it's all automatically taken out and everything. And just having the system in place where I don't have to focus on the money and worry about it so much, that's what the key for us was.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. I like it. I use ING as well and have a couple of accounts with them like that. That definitely helps. Well, this is interesting. So that was back in, you said, 08. And so how long did you – and you said the first 10 months or so, you were sort of just treading water there. So it sounds like maybe in the beginning part of 09, you really started making some progress. Is that right?
It was April 09 that we started making our first real debt payment. Mm-hmm. And in May is when I really started snowballing everything.
Okay. Very cool. And then how long did it take at that point to pay down a significant portion of the debt or however much you want to share – in detail about, you know, you paying that down?
Well, so on May of 2009, and it started out with $101,000 mm-hmm. in change in debt. And then by the December last year or December 2010, I was down to less than $30,000 that left. And right now, my financial outlook has shifted so much I'm saving money right now because I'm going to build a house or I'm starting to build a house. So I'm not snowballing that debt right now. I'm snowballing a down payment.
I see. I did some.
So my priorities have shifted a little.
Okay. And tell me about that. What is it about the particular debt that you have left that makes it sort of okay to shift your priorities?
Some of it's to my parents.
Okay.
And they get paid. I mean, everything's paid normally. And then the last one is a credit card my wife had. So everything else is paid off and free and clear. So we just put that on autopilot for right now. And the loan to my parents will be all paid off in the next 2 years without paying anything extra. And then the credit card will, once we get into our house, that'll be re-snowballed and done after, you know, another 6 months or so. Mm-hmm. Once we get in our house.
Well, that's great. Congrats on the prospect of a new house. That's always fun. So tell me about, you said you worked 22 hours a week with the pizza delivery job. What kind of hourly wage were you making there?
When you factor in my hourly rate, which was $6, mm-hmm. so we got paid $6, and then we would get $1.50 on each delivery, and then tips, the average for a year and a half was just over $19, and that was including taking out money for gas. So
you're looking at roughly $400 a week.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, I mean, that's really good money for the amount of time. I mean, any part-time job you can make, you know, $19 to $20 an hour. Mm-hmm. I don't think you can sneeze at it.
Okay. Wait, and did you say that was after gas or before gas?
That was after gas.
So that is really good. So that $400 back in May of 2009, you really started throwing that at all at your debt.
Right.
Yeah. And that pretty quickly sounds like it was able to get it down. Did you do anything extra to sort of hammer down the debt, sell anything? Or?
We didn't have a whole lot to sell. We had already tried doing that before we started debt snowballing stuff. Mm-hmm. And then any hours I could pick up at my normal job, I picked up as well.
I see.
So, I mean, there was plenty of times where I'd go to work at 2 in the morning on Friday, and depending on my different shifts between the jobs, I'd get to bed at 1 o'clock on Sunday. So I've done that a few times, which is pretty hectic. Mm. But the money is good, and it's hard to turn that stuff down.
Yeah. So how did you stick with it? What was it about the process or the job that either that you enjoyed enough or your relationship with your wife or whatever just sort of seemed to all work together here? But really, what was it that helped you to stay with this part-time job for so long?
The place where I'm at right now, because we wanted to get out of our house for forever.
Mm-hmm.
And now we can, thanks to paying off the debt we did. You know, it was simple to qualify for a new house and get out of ours right now. So, I mean, that was the biggest thing, was to improve our life so we didn't have to wait another 3-4 years to do it. Mm-hmm. And that was the focus. So in that time, I had a daughter. I started out with a son, and when I was delivering, I had a daughter, and now I've got another son on the way. Mm-hmm. And so all those kids coming down the line, I mean, I want to get rid of the debt so I don't have to worry about it. Mm-hmm. And then having the blog, too, that drove my accountability as well.
Yeah, I definitely want to talk about your blog, but I have just one more question about the pizza delivery. How do you make the most of your efforts there? You know, can you get tips? How do you increase your earnings at a pizza delivery business?
You drive very fast.
Okay.
And stop signs that have a white border around them are always optional.
Okay. Is that every stop sign?
Yeah, that's every stop sign. The way you make money delivering pizza is get it there as fast as you can, safely, of course. Always smile and always treat your customers like you'd want to be treated. And I treat my customers, I call them my customers because I see a lot of the same people, mm-hmm. a lot, and they always order. And so I know most of their names, and I try to do whatever I can to make sure their order is exactly what they need. You carry a few extra pops in your car. If you screw something up, you take it out of your pocket and give them a pop. I mean, I've dropped someone's pizza before right at their door, and I picked it up and told them, I mean, there wasn't a whole lot wrong with it, but, you know, I said, all right, it's on me. And so it comes out of my pocket. You know, I don't really tell the boss or anything because they're not going to help you.
Right.
And then the customer, you know, they could still eat their pizza, and they got it for free. So you do little stuff like that, and then people remember that.
Mm, I see.
And then you got to loop people too. So if there's more than one driver delivering pizza, the faster you drive, if you're both out on a run, if you beat them back, you're next in line.
I see.
So the more deliveries you get, the more money you make.
Okay. Good advice for future pizza delivery guys out there. Any mistakes you made along the way in trying to make money with delivering pizza that you could share with others?
I can't think of really any.
Yeah, it's a pretty straightforward gig.
It's not a hard job.
Yeah.
I mean, it's actually fun. I mean, I love delivering pizza, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
But
you ever been pulled over by the police?
No.
No? Okay.
I've been waiting. I always got my, you know, my pizza shirt on, delivery bag, and always willing to offer them free pizza as long as they want it. They let me go.
So you're actually still doing it?
Yeah, okay. I'm actually going to stop at the end of March.
Okay, I see. I was under the impression you had stopped a while back, but that's cool. You're still doing it.
I had to take 6 months off last year because I was working way too much at GM.
I see. Okay, I see.
So I'm back delivering for a little while.
All right, very cool. So are you just downright sick of pizza, or do you still like it?
I love pizza.
Okay, that's good. So let's talk about your blog, deliveringawaydebt.com. Why did you want to start that?
I started on Twitter, and I started tweeting my funny stories, mm-hmm. or supposedly funny stories to me, about all the delivery people I run into and all the crazy people. And a couple other bloggers, you know, followed me and got in contact with me and said, hey, I should start a blog. So that's how it started on October 1st, 2009.
Mm-hmm. I think I remember that.
So Jay Money from Budgets Are Sexy, and let's see, who else? Brian Schuer of, his blog's escaping me right now. Because he hasn't been posting much, so I haven't been feeding.
Well, I definitely know Jay Money. I think that's where I heard about you initially, and I've definitely seen you around the blogosphere. We've interacted a few times.
Oh, yeah, so, Brian, my next buck.
Okay, yeah. okay. So, Deliver Away Debt, you've obviously enjoyed doing the blog and sharing your story. And have you been able to get some income off the blog as well?
Yeah, I make a little bit of money off the blog. Mm-hmm. Just from some advertising and... that's really about it.
Okay.
Nothing to write home about.
Okay. So you still like the pursuing the part-time business versus the blogging business world?
Yeah. I mean, you got to be pretty talented to make some good money quickly blogging.
I would agree with that. So let's see. Let's talk about – I noticed on your blog you got a future endeavor. Maybe you wanted to share – What's in the future for you? You've already mentioned, you know, you're still going to be doing, or you're going to be stopping the pizza delivery here the next month. So what's sort of next for you online as well as offline with your family?
For me, I'm going to slow down a little more on Deliver Away Debt just because I'm losing a little bit of the writing passion. And, I mean, I'm honestly really not a writer. I mean, that's not my forte. So I've decided to pursue video. So I'll be starting a video blog. It'll actually launch on April 1st, and there's an early list if you want to get in early on my new site, which will be MinuteMoneyTips.com. And it's really going to be money tips that the videos are going to last probably 1 to 2 minutes, and they're just quick tips in a different type of format because nobody really does a whole lot of video in the personal finance realm. I figured, what the heck, I might as well make a go at it. And I like video. I like speaking. A lot of it's part of my job, too. But I'm much better at that than I am at writing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot easier for me to do. So I can do 5 videos a week, every week, without a single issue, where right now I have some trouble, you know, writing, you know, 3 or 4 posts a month
right.
on Deliver Away Debt, just because I'm not as inspired as I once was.
Yep. Yep, I know where you're at, and I agree with you on your assessment of the personal finance blogosphere that it definitely needs someone out there doing video well. And so I think you're right. If you do it right, you'll really be able to get some traction with it. So good luck in that. And again, the website for that is MinuteMoneyTips.com.
Yep, that's right.
All right, very cool.
I'll be coming soon.
All right. Well, thanks so much for being on with me today. This was an excellent interview and right up the alley of what people who are listening to Part-Time Money Podcast are looking for. So I appreciate you sharing your tips and advice and your story. That does it for this week's episode. Thanks so much for listening. You can find more episodes at ptmoney.com or on iTunes under the Part-Time Money Podcast. See you guys next week.